Hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Passionate Living. It is the holiday season. It is springtime. It is such a special and extraordinary and beautiful time to be on this planet, to be with one another. And as we have people constantly writing to me, calling me, one of the things that people ask over and over and over and over again is for my How to Lose Weight During the Holidays program. And I'm happy to share that because as Easter and Passover are upon us, it's so easy for us to go into these holidays and have chocolate bunnies and chocolate eggs and all of this beautiful Passover food and not really realize or recognize that the holiday is special and sacred. And that there is an energy to it and a consciousness to it and a through line to the all that is and the oneness. And it connects us to spring. It connects us to the birds and to the trees and to the grass and to the sky and to spirit and the past and the present and the future and to our family and our friends. And very often we are led by food. And so my How to Lose Weight During the Holidays program, I thought I would share a little bit with you today. And then our guest today is Carrie LeBong, the gift of songs. And certainly if you've heard Carrie on any of my television shows or any of my radio shows, she has an amazing gift. She can take any information that you give her. You can tell her about your visions, your dreams, your hope, your future, and she can literally write a song for your life. To help you achieve those goals, to help you achieve that success, to help you achieve your dreams. She would help keep you in the vibration of the knowingness of all you are to achieve and the pinnacle of who you are to become. She also writes these beautiful songs for weddings, for special occasions. So if your friends are getting married or your brother, your sister, somebody's getting married, you can tell her about their lives and she will write a special song just for them. If it's the anniversary, her songs are incredible. She's had the opportunity to gift me several songs for my birthdays, for holidays, for Christmas. And every time I've listened to a song that she has created, I just tears roll down my eyes and my body is overjoyed. It's happiness in a way that I didn't even know existed. Just hearing the vibration and the music that she creates about you, about your life, about your personality, about your instincts, about your dreams, things you didn't even know about yourself. She brings to the forefront of life and she brings them to music. And that vibration alone raises you to a higher level of consciousness. And she's remarkable. And she's actually in a recording studio right now. We're going to pop in on her in just a little while and talk to her about the incredible music that she's creating globally right now. And she really is just changing the way of sound and music around the world. And we're just really blessed to have her here with us. And so how does one lose weight during the holidays? Well, the first thing I want to talk about is food pushers. People that say, you have to have this, and you have to have this, and please sit, or I made this just for you. I made your favorite XYZ. I made this thing. I knew you were coming. You have to have cake. It's your birthday. It's a special holiday. Just try one cookie. I made them. I spent 148 hours cooking this for you because I knew you were. And we have this guilt that takes over in us. And we say, okay, all right, I'll just have one cookie or I'll just have this one piece because I don't want to make them feel bad. They made this. I don't want them to think I don't like it. And so out of guilt, you start eating and then the sugar kicks in and all of a sudden you need more. And you need more. And you're like, I want to go back for another cookie. I'm going to have another piece of cake. And there's something in you that in that insulin drive that's driving you back to the more and the more instead of being able to say, that's not something that I do, but I so appreciate the fact that you've taken this time and care. And what I would really love is to spend time with you. That would mean so much to me. And that's the kind of time I'm really appreciating right now. And that really does look beautiful. And I'm sure that somebody's going to come in and enjoy that. And just in a nice way to be able to turn something down. And one of my all-time favorite things in the buffet reign, because now we have Easter brunches and Easter buffets, is the ability to have the clock. And if you ever heard me talk about a clock, you know it's very effective and it works really, really well. And so what I'm going to ask you to do, if this is your first time, is to take a plate, nice round plate, and imagine it's a clock on the wall. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you imagine 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. All the way around is a lovely clock on the wall. And so at 12 o'clock, at that place between 12, 1, 2, and 3, so imagine that on the clock, 12, 1, 2, and 3, that's where you're going to put your crudites. That's where you're going to put your celery, that's where you're going to put your carrots, that's where you're going to put your green pepper, anything like that, any little crudites that you see, your mushrooms, they're going to go right there between 12 and 3 o'clock. And then between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock, that's where you could put your little hummus, little dip, anything that you want to bring in into that area, that's where you're going to put it. Then between 6 and 9 is your protein. So you have your chicken wing, you have your one or two little Swedish meatball or whatever it is that you're putting there that you want to put between 6 and 9 o'clock is your protein, the turkey slices, anything that you see that equates protein to you between 6 and 9. Between 9 and 10 o'clock, that's where you put your crackers or your little pita or your chips or whatever you're going to scoop it up with. That's, you're going to put that between your 9 and your 10 o'clock, and between your 10 and 11, if there was a little piece of cheese you wanted or something, you're going to put it there. And then between 11 and 12 o'clock, between 11 and 12 o'clock is where you're going to put your one sweet, your one cookie, your one little dessert, your one little thing that you picked up along the way. But if you eat as a clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, by the time you get to 11 o'clock, you're really not so hungry for that sweet. You're really not so hungry for that cookie. So if you actually nourish your body starting at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2, 3 with your crudites, for 3 to 6, there's your hummus, there's your dip, whatever that is you're putting there. Between 6 and 9, there's your protein. Between 9 and 10, that's your crackers, your pita, whatever that you had there, a little bit of dairy if that's what you choose to do. And 11 o'clock is when you put your treat. And by the time you get to the 11 o'clock, if you eat it around the right side, just the same as the hands of the clock, by the time you get there, you probably aren't even going to want that cookie or even want that sweet. That time your body is filled on nourishment. Your body is completely satiated in a very different way. It's a fabulous way to keep your figure fit and trim during the holidays. Also, another big one is alcohol. So if you think about all the people, I mean, Christmas is probably the worst time for this because we have eggnog at Christmas. And I dare you all to go out and to read the labels of the eggnog. And if you actually read an eggnog label, I bet you would probably never have eggnog again. There's nothing worse. But a holiday like Easter, a holiday like Passover, be careful with the cappuccinos and the frappuccinos and the whipped cream drinks and the Irish coffees. Be careful of your heavy liquor drinks. And you can always have like a wine spritzer. You can always have juice. Just be very careful with your intake of sugar. Be very careful on how you drink. And maybe one drink is enough. Maybe you don't need that punch that has the 15 different types of rum and liquor into it. And you really can have a special, beautiful holiday. And then Easter also, and even now we have chocolate matzah on Passover. We have a lot of chocolate available to us. And be very cautious with the chocolate that you have. I know that many people say dark chocolate's good for your heart, natural cacao. There are chocolates that you certainly can have and enjoy a little. That does not mean a chocolate bunny the size of you. It does not mean that large chocolate egg filled with lots of other little chocolate eggs inside. It means if you choose to have a small piece of chocolate, choose something organic. Choose cacao, choose dark, choose a high quality, something that in your system is not going to have the chemicals or the processed ingredients along with the sugar. And you really can take this opportunity to change your body, to change your life, to enjoy the holiday in a far different way than you ever have before. And as this is a time for rebirth and renewal, and a time to really look at our past, forge forward, and realize our bravery, our strength, and the obstacles that we can overcome to have faith, to commune together as a community, as a family, as friends gather with your children, it's a time and an opportunity to open your heart and your spirit and your soul and your consciousness. And there is absolutely a way to do that without overeating, without your body feeling ill, but to be healthy and vital and well, and to feel free, and to feel like this rebirthing really is stepping into a beautiful new season of your life and a new season of you. And so when we come back here on Passionate Living, I'll talk more about the holidays, and we so look forward to coming on and talking to us today about the beautiful gift of songs and how music can open your heart and change your vibration in your life.
Let me ride in your car. We're gonna get out of town so far away. We're gonna fall.
Welcome back to Passionate Living. This is Nicole Brandon, and we're here today talking about the holidays, the blessings of Easter, spring, and the Passover holiday. We're talking about the many ways on how to lose weight during the holidays, how you can keep your body in shape and fit, healthy and wise. We're talking about the many blessings. And it's incredible, as this season is upon us and we're talking about rebirth and renewal and love and friendship and oneness and unity and being reborn and all of the things that Easter and Passover stands for, the retelling of the story, the retelling of the traditions on all religions as we enter this time. We also know that it's a very tumultuous time in the world, and for those of you that are listening internationally or listening to a replay of this, we just had an amazing incident in Brussels where all of these people were injured. And I just wanted to take a minute, if you are listening from your home, if you're listening from your car, wherever you are listening from in your radio, if you pray, I would ask in whatever way you do it, you just send some love and light and energy to the people in Brussels and to anybody around the world, those that are starving, those that are in need, those that are homeless, those that are mentally need assistance, those that physically are challenged. And if you can just open your heart in this moment and send love almost like a blanket around the planet, that would be wonderful. I would so appreciate that. So take the time to please send your love to the world. Send your glory. Send your light. Send waves and ripples of energy and beauty and grace, and the magnitude of the all that you are, and allow it to be sent out around the world. It's really a special blessing when you do that. And even on Facebook, if you can just put a little note, you know, to please send love throughout the world, or please send light throughout the world, or please send safety throughout the world. It really does help when we all are connected as one, and we all have this brilliant way of weaving in and out of each other's lives and being connected. I remember thinking once that it's very much like the human body. And if you imagine the human body and you were to break your arm, the whole body would feel it. Your whole body would be sore. Your whole body would hurt because it's connected to you. Even though it's not attached to your head or attached to your leg, it's still connected through the core center of who you are. And so it's the same way. If something's happening in Belgium, if something's happening around the world, if there's a child that's starving, it's the same as if you broke your arm. We're still going to feel it because in our solar plexus in the center, where we are all connected, the energy, the life force, that center beingness is going to connect all of the pieces and all of the parts together. So if you can send your love, I so would appreciate it. And I know that all those in need around the world, no matter how old they are, no matter what faith or what religion or what their background or what they believe, everyone could use love. It's amazing. I think about, I was driving home not that long ago. If you've been reading my blog, you may have actually seen it. And when I was driving home, I saw this man, and he was playing with his little children on the lawn. And maybe they were 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, and they're running around the lawn laughing like crazy and just laughing and laughing, and he's chasing them and they were laughing, and he threw them in the air and they laugh, and he's running around and they were laughing, and the glee was explosive. It was so amazing. And I pulled my car over to watch this man play with his children. I was captivated watching him play with his kids. It was so much fun. It was so beautiful. And then all of these emotions came up inside of me. And I was thinking about all of the soldiers that are away at war, all of these men that are deployed who are missing this time with their children when they're this age and they're away and not having the opportunity to play with their kids like this. And then I thought about all of the men that are in countries where they're not allowed to express their emotion, where they're not allowed, and it's not okay to have that kind of laughter and that kind of fun and play with their kids that openly, how they have to sort of be stoic and reserved, and this is not even an option for them to play with children like this. And then I thought about my father and all of the times that he played with myself and my brother like that, and how lucky I was to have the father that I have. And it's my father's birthday today, so I want to do a shout out and wish my dad a happy birthday today. I'm just the most blessed child in the world to have him as dad. And I thought about all of the times that he would play with us like that, and all of these emotions were going through, and I was crying as I was thinking about all the men that were not able to play with their children. I thought was crying as I was thinking about the soldiers, and tears were just streaming down my eyes, and the pain was almost too much to bear. And then when I thought about my own father, I was filled with joy. And when I watched this man play with his kids, it was just, I was in elation beyond words. It was so fabulous. And then finally I realized it was time to go home. I started to drive away. And as I started to drive away, I cracked my windows down just a little bit, just so I could hear the kids laughing. And as I was driving away, I could hear them laughing, these spurts of laughter. Just, it was unbelievably wonderful. And as I was driving away, I remember thinking, that's what love out loud sounds like. That's love out loud. And we all have the ability to love out loud. We all have the ability to care for others, to make others smile, to give someone hope, to share joy, to connect with someone on a level in which their spirit is lifted in such a way that someone can look at you even from a rearview mirror and say that's love out loud. We all have those opportunities. We all have those blessings. We all have this incredible journey and all of these doors that are open to us to make a difference. I don't know if you were following one of my shows, but during Thanksgiving season, I went to feed the homeless. And I went to this homeless shelter, and it was in an area where if I even told you what it looked like a set out of a movie. And I was trying to get into the building to feed the homeless, and I couldn't figure out how to get into this building, and it was all boarded up, and there were chains, like heavy, heavy padlock military chains on gates everywhere and on doors everywhere. And there, I just could not figure out how to get into this building. It was very early in the morning, and I was going to bring them, carrying all of this food for the homeless. And there was a sign, like a stop sign, that had been chopped in half, literally chopped in half. And so just the metal part was sticking up, but somebody had torn down like the top part of the yield or the stop sign. So it was just the metal stub that was sticking up from the cement in the ground, which of course I did not see because I was so busy looking for a way into the building. I'm looking at these windows that are chained and barred, and as I'm looking up, I literally went over this metal spike, and my body completely flipped, landed splat on the cement. And I looked down, and my jeans were torn, blood was pouring out of my knees, blood was pouring onto the sidewalk. And I was just laying there flat on my back, and a homeless man who was sleeping in the doorway saw me fall, and he came racing out of the doorway, and he was standing above me offering me his hand to help me up. And he said, "Are you okay?" And here I'm there to help them. Do you have this picture? I'm there to feed the homeless. I'm there to help, but yet it was the homeless that was helping me. It was this homeless man who was sleeping in a doorway who jumped on a dime, came running, rushing over to help me get up to make sure I was okay. And so there's an angel in all of us. We all have the ability to make a difference in people's lives. We all have the ability to change someone's life forever. We all have the ability to give our heart, to give our care. So at this holiday season, it's a wonderful opportunity, as spring is upon us, to be able to really know and really consciously take a step forward to be able to assist somebody in what we call consciousness and everlasting love. More when we return here on Passionate Living.
All the feelings that I always get when I'm by your side takes me to a higher place, and I just can't hide knowing down inside it's right. I get so excited, but I think my heart will break, 'cause you just don't get it. I call on the phone, but you never.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome back to Passionate Living. So we're talking about Easter, we're talking about spring, about rebirth, renewal, and at the top of the show, I was telling you about the most extraordinary vocal talent. We were talking about you, Carrie, at the top of the show, and I let people know that you were in the studio, and it's so wonderful having you with us.
Oh my God, thank you so much for surprising me with this magical opportunity tonight, Nicole.
Oh, it's so great to have you here. So I was telling our audience all about you and your music, and I was talking about your gift of songs and how you write songs from people's vibrations and who they are and how you write songs for weddings or anniversaries or tell people's story. And so I would love from your side, since I was telling people how you wrote songs for my birthday and how I cried and how it was like something inside of me that I felt something I've never felt before in your songs and in the vibration and in your music. And I would just love to know how you bring that to life.
Oh, you know, it's been such a journey, this gifted song that is my life. And I really think what I've learned to do is just tune into the energy of the person or the event or whatever it is that I'm blessed enough to create a song for. And it's this crazy gift that I have that I hear a melody and I hear lyrics sometimes before even the person that I'm talking to about their personal story. Sometimes I've never even met them before. And recently, I realized that I even have the gift of writing for people who are no longer here in the physical world. And I have started to expand my business to do songs for people from bereavement support groups who need to help going through the loss of a loved one and help support them by creating a song with them, or even people in hospice to help still honor them why they are still here in their physical body and to continue to support them in their transition and with their families. And right now I actually was just in the studio doing a song for a friend of mine whose brother was in an accident and became paralyzed, and he's learning to walk again, and I wanted to create a song to help empower the whole family through this journey that they have been going through as a way to help them and to use the proceeds from the song. It's actually called A Love Between Us, and to use the proceeds 100% from the song to help them with the exorbitant medical bills that, you know, they have at this time.
That's unbelievable. Right now, my jaw is just on the floor. I'm astounded. That is just so beautiful. That's incredible. And Carrie, how do people reach you to be able to do, you know, to have your songs and to have your music as part of their lives and part of their story and part of their world?
Well, I can be reached through my website, which is giftofsongs.com. You can email me at giftofsongs@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook, and my name, Carrie LeBlanc, and I'll spell it K-E-R-R-I, and the last name is L-E, the letter B, as in the word blessings, L-A-N-G, as in the word gratitude.
Oh, I love the way you say that. It's so fabulous. It's so incredible. And I want to talk, I mean, you've got so much stuff, the book, and I want to talk about everything. But it's Easter and Passover. And so what I would love to just talk about for a second is the gospel singing. I mean, you've been singing in the Agape Choir, which is huge. You're with the Agape Choir. And so what is that like to be in the energy field of people in prayer and people in conscious light?
Well, I've actually been part of the Agape community. It's going on, I can't believe it, 14 years. And I've never actually been a member of the choir, but it's so funny that you say that because so many people think I have been, which I think is so funny. I think it's because they know me and I've been a musical inspiration there multiple times. I definitely feel like I create music like Ricky Byers Beckwith, who I think is one of the greatest artists and musicians in the world, but in the same way that she channels the music. And she calls it R&J, which is rhythm and joy, which I just love because that's what I do, rhythm and joy music. And my music has been so inspired by Ricky and Michael Beckwith and attending the beautiful services and going on the amazing retreats and just being involved with the whole world of the conscious community, the Agape, which you know, of course, very well. I've learned that the more you sow into what they have to offer, the more your life becomes just more and more magical. And the book that I created, we'll talk about soon, that was fully inspired by being at Agape also.
It's amazing. And so how did you start inspire? I mean, lots of people sing, and people, nobody sings like you. But, you know, I hear my friends sing in the shower. It's my dad's birthday today. He was singing in the shower. You know, people sing, and they're happy they sing. They're joyful they sing. Children sing. I mean, but you have, you know, a gift of songs. You have a gift. And you've taken that gift, you know, and you didn't become a heavy metal artist, or, you know, you chose inspiration as your vehicle of choice. And how did that come about?
Oh, boy. Well, I think that comes from the journey of healing. And for my own healing, it was necessary to sing. I think that singing is one of the greatest vehicles to heal. I mean, music, as we all know, is one of the greatest gifts to help us heal or move through any experience. But for me, it's been a very deep journey of healing. And through the healing and through finding my voice has led to more of my talent kind of evolving, I feel. Like, I feel like I sing better now than ever, but I'm singing from such a different place. You know, I'm singing from a place of wanting to serve and give. And in that giving, I'm receiving so much, which I think is what I keep learning about life, is the more I show up and just give to give, the more I get back beyond what I can even imagine. And that's become my favorite mantra, is everything is like beyond what I can imagine, because that's kind of the life that I'm living right now, you know?
Oh, it's so fantastic. I love your journey. And I know that we're going to be breaking in just a couple minutes, but before we jump into a break, I'd love to just dive in to this book, because this is a special, special book. This book is about touching and changing the lives of children. And there are books that, you know, are going to live long past us and this generation. You know, the books like we read Shakespeare, or books that we read in high school from authors that have gone by in the past, and different psychologies. This book that you wrote, I really believe, you know, hundreds of years from now, way after you and I and all of us that are listening, you know, have evolved, that people will be reading this book as a mark of the time, and it will become a learning book for generations to come and a healing book for generations to come. It's really quite beautiful. And so can you just briefly give us a snippet of the book, and then we'll talk more when we come back from break? But
yes, 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 absolutely. So, you know, this book, again, has been a way that's helped me heal. So everything I do kind of helps me heal, and then I can help others. And what I realized is that I went through such a difficult journey of being bullied and abused my childhood and, you know, part of my adulthood. And I realized that the tools that I did not have as a child, although I did have a lot of love, but I didn't know how to speak to myself or how to empower myself. I didn't have those skills. So it left me feeling, you know, very powerless is the best word to say. And through my adult journey of learning the power of affirmations and the power of what I say to myself changes my world, it just became very obvious to me that I needed to create a book that was not only a reading book, but that it was a guide, that it was an empowerment guide that could work for children if they were reading it themselves, if they were of age, or their parents could work with them, or their grandparents. In my case, I was raised by my mother and my grandparents, and it's just an amazing, amazing gift to be able to empower each other, you know, not just yourself, but each other. And that's what I'm really committed to, is just changing the conversation that takes place in the world, and it starts in the household and in the morning, and the first thing we say to ourselves and to each other, and it just unfolds from there, right?
Absolutely. And what is the title of your book, and how do people find it?
It's called How One Word Will Change Your World, and right now it's available on Amazon. You can order it directly from Amazon, and soon it will be available at Whole Foods.
Oh, that's fantastic. Carrie, that's great. That's amazing news.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
And, you know, one of the other things that I love about the book, too, is I love the graphics. I love the design. It's so beautiful to go through. I remember sitting there, and you handed it to me, and it was like, you were looking at me like, are you ever going to give it back? Because I was just like, kept going through the pages and going. There's just like a joy being able to go through it.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything to do with the way the pages look?
Yes, and it's funny you said the word joy. So two things. I was very involved, and my partner, one of my creative partners, Fizz, who is an amazing artist himself, he actually helped design it with me on CreateSpace, which is a wonderful tool for anyone self-publishing their book. But the artwork was all done by children ages 4 to 8, and it blew me away, Nicole. The first time I received those pictures, I just couldn't believe the way these children could not only express their own individual talent, but really tell my story. I mean, what a gift.
Mm-hmm. It's so extraordinary. It really is incredibly exceptional. And are these children, because I know you are teaching kids voice too. So are these
yes.
kids that you're teaching singing to that did your artwork?
No, I guess it's two kind of separate things. I mean, I coach children individually. I call myself either a vocal empowerment coach or a heart song coach. I'm really branding myself with the heart songs. But I also do the workshops, you know, with groups of children to create songs with them. And as you see in the book, they're kind of guided to be able to create songs as well, because I let them know that you don't even need to play an instrument to create your own heart song. It's just a message in your heart that you want to express, and that's what I encourage everybody to do.
That's such a beautiful message. I love that you're doing that. So you're a heart, what do you say that it's a heart coach?
Heart song coach, a heart song coach.
That's glorious. That's just so beautiful. When we come back from break, I know we're going to be breaking in just a minute here, but when we come back, I would love to talk about, I know that you've had a remarkable past couple years and that you've broken through all of these barriers and all of these walls and all of the, I mean, and you have exploded into this dynamic vocal talent and your creative ability from your books, from your songs, from your music, from everything that you are gifting out to the world. And I would love to know, is something unleashed to allow all of that flow onto the planet and for others that are holding back their gifts or holding back their talents, if they have any advice. So more with Carrie LeBlanc when we return here on Passionate Living, as we talk about today, the gift of songs. Nicole Brandon, we are back on Passionate Living with one of my favorite people in the world and certainly one of those talented people on the planet, Carrie LeBlanc. We are talking about the gift of songs, her incredible musical journey, her incredible authorship, the way she has touched lives, mine, everybody that I've met, anybody she's ever written a song for, anybody she's ever sung for. And we're talking about all the children's lives that she's touched. And Carrie, right before the break, I was asking you about the past couple years, because I've known you go through all of these wild transformation and changes. And it's almost like this volcano of talent that just absolutely erupted. And just, it's incredible, this flow of artistic, creative talent, song after song after song after song, in your book and you're acting in all of these places in which you are sharing the you, your God-given talent, your ability, your light, your movement, your music, all of this. And so did something happen that created this opening, this story? Because so many people that are listening have all of this bottled up inside, and so many people are afraid to step into their power and into the gifts that they know they're supposed to live.
I love the question, and I love the opportunity to share the journey that's led me to what I feel come over the other side of the mountain. we both happen to know somebody who's touched both of our lives in a very deep and profound way, and we both lost her from the physical world just 6 short weeks ago, and that was Toni Bua. And I really know that the life of Toni Bua being my teacher and my mentor and my soul mother, the beautiful way that she taught us so lovingly and so generously, it helped me to tap deeper into myself. And the exercises that she provided for us as actors in her class helped me to go to places I was afraid to go to. And as I was able to access those very scary emotions, I was able to become friends with them. And one of the ways I've expressed this on Facebook and in talking with people is that I learned how to make friends with my demons. You know, we all have a dark side. We all have parts of us that don't feel good. But those are the parts of us that we have to become comfortable with. I think that's that expression. I became comfortable in my own skin, and I became comfortable with the uncomfortable. And as I was able to travel to those deep places in myself, the opening started to happen, like you just nailed it. And I was able to access the creative energy. And I learned through her passing on from the physical world that the unresolved pain and grief that had still not come up for me yet, you know, in the classes that we've taken together, began to bubble up and come to the surface. And I was no longer afraid of those emotions that I ran from and I hid from so long of my life. And so as I became able to just feel everything, I've been able to ride the wave, and that's helped me to transmute anything that's painful into art, which I know is one of the greatest gifts. I've also overcome depression, and I didn't even know that was possible. But after dealing with the loss of Toni right after another close family lifetime friend, I realized that I went through more physical and emotional pain, and yet there was no depression, which to me is a very low vibration, and I used to call it the low vibration field. But what I've learned to do is find tools, and those tools have helped me to navigate any lower vibration, but to allow them to be felt and released. And I think that's the ultimate word, is released. I've learned how to feel and release. And Toni always said, as we both know, to let it go, you know. And what a gift that has been for me. I mean, beyond this world, it's been a gift. And I love being able to talk about it and share it with others so that they may be able to tap into their deepest selves and express everything that's inside of them. Like I'm really able to do now these days. I'm laughing because sometimes it's almost too much and I have to like learn to anchor and balance a little bit more.
No, Carrie, I mean, that's such a beautiful answer and I so appreciate that. And, you know, I don't know if you know, I did a memorial show for Toni here on this network, and we did an entire hour in tribute to her, and I'll make sure that you get a copy of that, because she's such an instrumental part of my life as well, and as well as a dear friend, you know, and a mentor and somebody that opened my heart and my spirit, my soul and my talent. And so I'm so glad that we're connected in that way, as we are kites dancing around in the wind. And I know that we only have a couple minutes left, but I just wanted to touch on something that you were sharing with me about how you're empowering children right now and some of the bullying aspects, and that you're talking to kids and you're talking to schools. And I thought it was so ironic that I believe the school that you were bullied at, they didn't even call you back. And what happens when you talk to kids about bullying? Do they unleash? Are they just somehow unzipped when they see it's not just them and it's possible to get to the other side of it?
Well, you know, that's my intention. That's what my mission is to get in front of the schools and the student bodies and touch deeply into their hearts and make them understand that the silent sufferer is the deadly sufferer. Not only did I suffer through depression for over 35 years, but my best friend took her life. And there were other things going on in her world besides bullying, but it did play a big role in it. You know, not being accepted and going through that for so many years is, you know, can be torturous to your soul, and it was for mine. And I just am committed to every opportunity and just to come from a place of how can I empower these children in these schools, you know, not to blame anybody or say what was done wrong, because look, I look at all of it as a gift, Nicole. Had I not gone through these experiences, I wouldn't have these gifts to give. And I look at every experience in life as a gift, but I'm ready to just be able to go into these schools and empower them in any way that I can that's going to just help change that conversation. But if they're not receptive or they're not calling me back, well, I bless them and I wish them the best, but I can only go where those who are going to invite me in are going to allow me to come in and say what I want to say, you know?
Wow. And so for those that are listening to the show, is emailing you the best way, even for the you to come in as a keynote speaker on the bullying aspect as well?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Email is perfect. Again, that was giftofsongs@gmail.com, giftofsongs@gmail.com, or Facebook, again, Carrie LeBlanc. K-E-R-R-I-L-E-B as in blessings, L-A-N-G as in gratitude. Those are probably the best ways to contact me. Yes, love.
I love all that you're doing, and I love that you talk so freely about this journey and finding these places inside yourself. And it's interesting that you say, since Tony has passed away, which has only been 6 weeks, and I can't even believe it's been six weeks. It seems like it was yesterday, and then I wake up other days, and it still seems like she's here, and she's not gone at all. And but the fact that you are still finding new places in yourself and a little bit braver than maybe you even were when she was here.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I had this one quote that I said, the life of Tony Bua taught me how to step in, and the death of Tony Bua taught me how to step up.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's so fabulous. And I think she did that for all of us. And for those of you who missed the memorial show, please feel free to listen to it. And you can always go to BBS Radio and hear any of the archives, or you can always send a text message to just 55678, and the message is, Nicole, to hear any of my archive shows over the past few years. And I'm always happy to share with you. And this was one special, extraordinary woman. This was a living angel on this planet, in this world, that taught us all how to live in a brand new way, that taught us that anything can happen and it's never what you think it is. And to allow us to just be and to share our gifts and talents. And Carrie and I were lucky enough to connect through this world. And it's interesting, Carrie, because you've been posting all of these beautiful pictures, and there are pictures that I didn't even know were in my history. And I so appreciate that, because it's so much fun to see pictures of us, the two of us together, which I love so much. And I love your energy and love your smile and love your talent. And it's just always such a glorious gift. And so as we're wrapping up the show, and we just have a couple minutes left, and I'm so glad that you popped out of the studio to say hello. Do you have any advice for those that are wanting to get into music and wanting to follow their heart through music or song?
Yeah, I mean, if that's what's in your heart, you have to follow it. And doing any kind of finding any outlet to express your musical talent, or even going to take a class or get involved with something that's musical so that you're in tune, for lack of a better way of saying it, I'm so lyrical, you know, to who you are, you know, just listen to your heart, and you're always guided, you know, when you're listening to your heart, you're guided. And there's so many opportunities, and music is such a huge part of life, you know. So I think it's just connecting with other musicians or like-minded individuals, and, you know, writing songs. I mean, I do these songwriting workshops as a way to help people find their voice. They don't have to be singers, but it's more about finding their voice and expressing themselves. These heart song workshops, which are for children and adults, so it's something that anybody can talk to me about if they want as well, and it's about helping you find your voice. That's what I'm here to do.
That's absolutely perfect. Well, it has been a joy having you here, and beyond Gift of Songs, you, Carrie, are a gift. And I wish you a happy holiday season, a happy Easter and Passover, and blessing holidays to you and to your family. And thank you for sharing your song, your music, your talent, your beauty, your grace, and your love with the world. It's certainly appreciated.
Oh, and thank you for giving me this platform to share openly tonight. And as you know, I'm home on the East Coast taking care of my
95-year-old grandmother, Frances, who happens to have 9 lives, and she's still here.
Wow,
with us.
We will send her
twice.
Absolutely, we'll send her love. So it is Carrie LeBlanc, Nicole Brandon. We are wishing you a passionate life, a happy life, a joyous life, an unbridled life, a blissful life, and one filled with music, song, laughter, and love. And may all your wishes and dreams come true. We look forward to seeing you next week. And happy Easter and happy holidays.